And I told you this morning, well, for the whole month of June, we've got the morning show powered by a fresh combination. And the name Lily White Laundry and Hygiene is no stranger on the radio. Teaming up with Clean My Bed to bring you the morning drive show on 88 FM. And we've got a really jam-packed, fresh Friday studio with a full house, really. And from Lily White, we've got the director, John Siddle, in the studio with us. I told you he was coming in. Big John, how you doing, my friend?
Very cool, Mike. Thanks very much.
Great to have you. You've brought back up, hey? We've got the whole team. We've got from the Finute Linen Rental family, Charles de Beer, the CEO, jetted in from Cape Town and managed to jump flights when Kalula decided to cancel everything. Charles, welcome back to 88 FM. It's great to have you on the North Coast once again.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. Good to be here.
Good to have you. And alongside you, from Cape Town as well, we've got Clean My Bed's country manager, Barry O'Donoghue. Barry, welcome to the 88 FM studio. How are you doing, my friend?
Good morning, Mike. Well, great to be here. Also had to jump flights, but very happy to be in Belito this morning.
They couldn't keep you away.
No chance of that happening.
Well done. Like, I believe there was a bit of a shindig, a bit of a function last night in Kaylin's. Give me the story. John, what was the occasion?
Well, you know, what we wanted to do is, you know, I think you remember, we always said we didn't want to have just a laundry, and that's why we introduced, we partnered with Finute Linen Rental from Cape Town.
Yes.
And, you know, we said we want to be more than just bring your laundry in or rent it. Now we can actually clean our bed, clean my bed. We had a launch, and we showed a demonstration to a lot of our major clients. And they're all very, very interested and very excited. So we've got another, what do you call it, arrow to our quiver, I suppose.
And, very
exciting. It's fantastic. It's, you know, something new, something extra, and something which is really, really worthwhile.
This is so cool. So it's a powerful partnership. We're going to be diving into the different stories, the Finute Linen Rental story and the Clean My Bed story in a second. But let's just touch base quickly on the Lily White Laundry and Hygiene front. John, it's a fresh Friday right now. You guys obviously keep us fresh, powering the morning show. But how did the recent drama in KZN, the recent floods, affect Lily White? I mean, and the ripple effects of all of that. Water, electricity. Just give us the picture.
Well, you know, obviously everybody understood, you know, what was going on. Everybody was suffering in some form or another. I don't think there's anybody escaped the lack of water, lack of electricity, or lack of both.
Yeah.
And we're very lucky. When we moved into the premises that we're in, we always knew we had a generator, which helps us putter along when we need to. But what we didn't know that our landlord had a reservoir tanks of water.
Oh,
so
wow.
We were one of the few laundries who had water over the period, and we could service everybody. In fact, we had a far greater April than we did December.
That's amazing. Well, I mean, but it makes sense when you explain those factors.
Well, you know, you say, but also at the same time, a lot of our hospitality clients had a lot of cancellations. So it was all local business that came in, which was fantastic.
Wow.
And in fact, my partner, Mike, at one stage closed the doors and said, please, we can't do anymore. We're just too jam-packed.
Capacity.
I was away, and I said, what the hell are you doing? He said, no, he's told everyone to come back the next morning so we could clean out. And it actually worked very well for us so that we could give a good product to everybody.
Well, absolutely. You don't want to compromise at the end of the day.
No.
That's a phenomenal story. And, you know, you talk about local business. Was it an aha moment, you think, for a lot of local customers who since then have just carried on
well,
with you guys?
Well, that's the thing. We're now getting repeat business, and I think he made the right decision at the time. Don't compromise on quality. Rather make them wait a little bit. But, I mean, nobody waited more than a day. And he said every morning, the next morning, everybody was there at 7 o'clock.
So. You know what? When you haven't been able to do your laundry for a week or two, yeah. Desperate times, man. So well done for keeping things rolling and keeping things fresh and clean on the KZN North Coast laundry scene. And let's talk about this partnership that you've had really since you opened shop here in Belito with Finute Linen Rental. And Charles, we had you in studio just at the opening way back when, and it's great to connect with you once again. For those that don't know what the deal is and the Fanute Linen Rental offering, what is it, and what's your experience been like with Fanute and Lily White partnering up for these past 8 months?
Thanks, Mike. Well, let me go back to what we do as a company and why we launched here in Ballito with John and Mike. We're a specialist Airbnb business at the moment. So what we do is we take all of the headache away of running an Airbnb professionally. So whether you're a homeowner who's got one property or a property agent who's got 200 properties, we allow you to really focus on guest experience, on maximizing revenue, and we take all the headache away of the biggest problem with you know, really short-term rentals, which is your linen. And managing those hundreds of pieces of linen, we take all of that away by providing our own quality, hotel quality linen. You know, and in Cape Town, we run a 7-day-a-week operation, 365, and we're running, you know, 10, 11 hours a day of providing over 650 properties with their linen every single day. And then when Mike and his team asked me, you know, John and his team asked me, would we want to join up here? For me, it made absolute sense. I mean, Natal and Ballito is a great market for us. And despite the, you know, the significant setbacks that the region has had, you know, starting in July last year when we were launching with the riots, then Omicron hitting in December when we were meant to have a big, you know, a big boost for the first time in many years. And then April was meant to be a big season and then the floods. So you guys have had an absolute torrid time. And,
it's been rough.
It's only going to go up from here. You would hope and you would hold thumbs.
Yeah.
We're still very positive about the partnership. And it's been superb. And I think the service levels that John and Mike have showed really mirror our own view and our own vision, and it's been a great partnership.
That's phenomenal. And when you look at the kind of market potential, I'm sure done the numbers and looked at the number of B&Bs and Airbnbs in Ballito and the Dolphin Coast versus Cape Town. Is it a serious, a considerable market?
It is. I think also it's where Cape Town was probably 6 or 7 years ago in terms of the opening of the market to platforms like Airbnb. So, you know, we're in Cape Town, you know, 5-6 years ago when I was doing my own business analysis, there were 18,000 properties that were listed on Airbnb. Sure. About 13,000 of those were full-time properties available for let. So there weren't, you know, families who were, you know, going away for Easter and renting their house. So that was the size of our market. I don't think the market in Ballito or the North Coast is a lot smaller, but they're not many are represented on Airbnb or Bookings.com or platforms like that. So I think the market has an opportunity to really professionalize. You know, you need to have these professional sort of, not estate agents, but more sort of short-term letting agents. And you need hosts to really feel that there's an opportunity to add more than, you know, one booking a month, one booking every few months, and actually turn that asset, that home they've got, or that second home they've got, into a real investment opportunity. And I think when you look at, you know, what John and his team bring, and then with the Fanute Linen Rental, and, you know, I'm thrilled about the Clean My Bed opportunity. I think all of those really make, you know, Airbnb is something you can really make a good living out of and a really positive influence on the market.
Well, as you're saying, it just brings a level of professionalism to your operation if you are running an Airbnb type offering. And you know, John, looking at the reception, the uptake to this Capetonian concept, linen rental, has the local market been biting?
You know, we've had mixed success. I mean, initially, in fact, we have a couple of our boutique hotels or small lodges. One who's been in with us, and we just sponsored a prize, which is Rain Farm. They've been very supportive. But they also do a mix. So, you know, we're in negotiations with Chris now, and you'll see what happens with him there. But he's had a mix over the past, and particularly over the December rush. And then, obviously, everybody's been affected in April. But, you know, we're hoping, and we're still very good mates with them, and we're still giving them good service, and we do their laundry anyway. So, and we take a trip out to the Rain Farm or Canelands or Pumbagees anywhere, whenever we can.
Well, look, you're in good company, and that's the bottom line. This is a kind of a winning team, a partnership that really makes sense. And on the other side of a quick little local tune, a little Jeremy Loops number, we're going to bring in the third aspect, which is the Clean My Bed offering. Really exciting technology, and just something that we need to dive into on the other side. Stay with it. This is Radio Life and Style. Seeing you in your darkest hour. It's Mr. Loops, Jeremy, doing his thing on a Friday, saying better together. And you know we are. So stick around, why don't you? You're on Radio Life and Style. It's your local station, live from the heart of Ballito. And speaking of better together, we've got the freshest team in town in the studio with us right now. Much better together. Lily White Laundry and Hygiene, Fanut Linen Rental, and Clean My Bed. And we've been talking about, the Lily White Laundry and Hygiene story. We've been connecting with John Siddall, our local Belito connection, the director of Lily White. Fanut Linen Rental CEO, Charles Beer, is in the house with us. Still here, Charles.
Yep.
Haven't headed back to Cape Town just yet. And alongside you, also from the Cape, Barry O'Donoghue, country manager for Clean My Bed. And this is the story that we're going to get into right now. Something that I've experienced. We've been talking about it right now. In fact, Barry, you whipped out a little bank bag of what looked like a very interesting, possibly illicit substance, but no, in fact, it's full of dust that was sucked out of a mattress recently. Where did that come from, and why? Why do you have it?
Well, it's always a bit of a talking point in terms of what's in our beds, and the reality is that a lot of people don't think about what's in their beds. We change our sheets, we get fresh linen, and we have that laundered and cleaned. But we're often neglecting what is the biggest source of dust mites in the entire house, which is our bed.
Oh, man, and this is the foundation that all of this stuff rests on.
Absolutely. You know, and, you know, people are often concerned about the stains or the aesthetic sort of the bed and any marks that are on there. But the actual issue that you need to be concerned about, in particular if you have any sort of allergies, is your bed. And it's what's in your bed that you need to be concerned about, and that's what Clean My Bed is geared towards.
And this is a concept. I've had it demoed. In fact, I've had my own bed cleaned with the full Clean My Bed treatment, and it's quite staggering because you can actually see what it's doing. And you think, you know, I had a pretty new mattress. I mean, not even a year old, I don't think. And what you were able to pull out of that mattress, this is like, wow, you see this jar filling up with,
yeah.
Where's that stuff coming from? And if you had to look at it under a microscope, you'd see that it's kind of alive, right?
Yeah, so I mean, the dust that's in our bed is composed of predominantly dead skin cells. Obviously, while we're sleeping, little bits of skin cells are breaking off, they're going into the mattress. And then they're being fed on, what's eating that is dust mites.
And those dust mites are also producing all kinds of lovely other stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, dust mites do what they have to do, and they're producing fecal matter. I'll use the polite term there. And when people refer to dust mite allergies, and dust mite allergies is one of the most common allergies in the world, when they refer to that, it's actually the fecal matter that's causing the concerns. So while we're in bed, we're actually lying in...
Oh, no.
Dust mite fecal matter.
Oh, my God.
We're breathing that in. It's in contact with our skin, and it can cause all sorts of issues of sinusitis, coughing, sneezing, and effectively it's disrupting your sleep. And while we're sleeping, we should be recovering, we should be recuperating, we should be rebuilding. And if you're not able to do that because you're under stress, you're not going to have a good night's sleep. And when you don't have a good night's sleep, we all know what you feel like the next day. So, you know, sleep is incredibly important. And at Clean My Bed, we are geared at removing those allergens that affect our sleep, and it's a two-stage process. It's all about removing the allergens, and we're endorsed by the Allergy Foundation of South Africa.
It's a big thing. It really is, to get that medical endorsement. So you have the step one, as you say, removing the actual allergens with an incredibly powerful HEPA-filtered vacuum machine, right?
Yeah, so basically we're using a very powerful vacuum system, which is got a HEPA 13. I don't want to get too technical here, but basically it's one of the highest grades of filters that you can have. And why that's important is if you see how fine the dust is that comes out of the beds, you don't want that being just shot back out into the air and then landing again in the room and more coughing and sneezing. You want to ensure that that is being contained. So the vacuum system does that. So we're effectively removing the allergens. It's a visual process. You're able to see it's done. We do it at the pillows as well. Anything that's basically on the bed, mattress toppers, electric blankets. I mean, electric blankets are incredible in terms of what you get out there. it's sometimes pretty horrific, but it's all natural. And this is the thing. People get very sensitive about these sorts of issues because they feel that they somehow are dirty or anything like that. It's got nothing to do with your personal hygiene. It's a natural process.
And look, yeah, anyone is going to be shedding skin cells just because you're a living, breathing human being. Yeah. Bottom line is that you don't want it to accumulate, and you don't want it to be causing all kinds of allergen issues in your life, and you don't want it to be affecting your sleep. You got the three ingredients here. You know, you got the Lily White Laundry and Hygiene. They can take care of your laundry basket and make sure that it's fantastically fresh. And so when you're out and about living your life, you're in brilliantly laundered attire. Then you've got the Fanute linen rental side of things, particularly if you're in a high turnover, Airbnb type situation. You want to make sure that you're able to make sure that you on the linen, the bedding side of things, you've always got a fresh set of sheets and the pillowcases, etc. But then the third piece of the puzzle, making sure that mattress is as crisp and fresh as it should be. Once you've taken out the dust and the mites, there's another step that you bring.
Absolutely. You know, in particular in the hospitality space and the Airbnbs and in the home environment, people want to know that they're sleeping in a clean and sanitized environment. And, you know, we've had all sorts of things like hand sanitizers and that sort of thing, but the bed has also been neglected. So the final part of our process is we use UVC, which is ultraviolet C. It's a germicidal light. It's used in hospital settings for sanitizing purposes, and we sanitize with this device, which is also certified, and we sanitize the surface of the bed, the pillows, all of the touch points, etc. And the great thing for anyone that has a B&B or is in the hospitality space is we provide certification that we leave behind. It can be displayed next to the bed, and people can find out exactly what was done. So we're providing a sanitizing service for the bed, basically.
Wow! So you combine the clean my bed offering, that peace of mind, with the professional hotel grade Fnute linen rental side of things, and then of course the Lily White Laundry and Hygiene promise and service excellence, and you've got a winning combination. And if you're running a business from home, an Airbnb, or if you just want to feel like you're living in a hotel every day and wake up in the freshest bed, the freshest seats, and the most fantastic clothing every day. This is the team you need to be talking to. So where can we get in touch with the A-team, Lily White? John, give me the full picture.
Well, I think, what we're doing is we're asking everyone to call us there. The ambassador that Clean My Bed had previously is working through us now. She's a wonderful girl. We're very happy with her. We're happy to have her on board. And we have a good relationship with her too. And I think that's one of the nicest things that we've had since we started this business. We're just building wonderful relationships and friends and good partnerships. And, you know, there's never a hassle. So far with Charlotte, it's just been a fabulous trip. You phone and you say, these are the issues that you have. Okay, no problem. Let's get on with it.
which is fabulous.
Absolutely. And you know, we try and do the same back to our partners as well. You know, it is a two-way street. But if anybody wants to phone us, give us a call on 032-946-5949. And yes, we'll take the call, we'll book your beds, and, you know, those who get in early, we'll do a special deal for as well.
Hey, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. You heard it on the radio. So that, you know it's true. Lily White, Laundry and Hygiene, Director John Siddle. From the Fanute Linen Rental family, Charles, are you excited about the future on the North Coast here?
Very definitely. I mean, I think, we're excited about the growth opportunity in Cape Town, and Cape Town's a number of years ahead in terms of the professionalization I was mentioning to you, so we're even more excited about building something really from the ground up. I think when I look at, the beautiful sunset I woke up to this morning, there's very little that differentiates the beauty of this coast from Cape Town, and that's not being impartial. But there's an opportunity here for people to build a really interesting business and really start to take advantage of tourism and hospitality in a really professional way. And I think with the Clean My Bed opportunity, it just adds to the firepower of what you can do as a host for property.
Fantastic. And do you second that notion, Barry O'Donoghue, country manager for Clean My Bed?
Absolutely do. We're very excited about the partnership and working with fellow professionals like this. And, the really awesome thing is with this, it's with Lily White's on the offering that they're now putting together with in partnership with Fanute and with Clean My Bed, it is a one-stop sleep solution. And the great thing, obviously, about the Clean My Bed process is no chemicals, no water. You can sleep in your bed that night. You don't have to take the bed out of circulation, which is a key thing in particular for someone that has an Airbnb and what have you. So we are very, very excited, and we're looking forward to the growth potential in this region, which I think is incredible and amazing. And yeah, great things. And thank you once again for having us on.
Hey, only a pleasure, guys. Onward and upward. A fresh Friday. And we know that it's only going to get fresher. Thank you for giving us the word right across the board. And listen, if you didn't get the details, here's the full picture. Get in touch with Lily White Laundry and Hygiene today.
Lily White Laundry and Hygiene is the most advanced new laundry in Ballito, offering virus and bacteria free washing solutions. They've even partnered with Fanute Linen Rental on the Dolphin Coast to offer bedroom and bathroom linen on a rental basis. Now you don't even have to use your own linen when renting out your apartment. Just call Lily White Laundry and Hygiene on 032-946-5949 or visit online or Facebook Lily White Laundry and Hygiene.co.za.